Anmore's mayor says the village's council will not bow to pressure from a developer hoping to build 3,300 new homes on 150 acres of property it owns at the corner of First Avenue and Sunnyside Road. If approved, the development would almost triple the population of the semi-rural enclave north of Port Moody. It would also bring commercial spaces, retail shops, a new 25,000 square featuring community center and potentially services like a connection to the regional sewer system. John McEwen said a request from Icona Properties to speed council's consideration of changes to the village's official community plan that would be necessary to allow the development to proceed isn't consistent with best practices. He added, it's not appropriate to provide Icona with any assurances. But a letter from Icona's president and CEO Greg Moore that was received by council on February 6, just minutes before it was to discuss the company's proposal, said any processes that might slow its journey to approval were putting the development in jeopardy. Moore said the company's concern was sparked by a staff recommendation Icona work with the village to create a comprehensive neighborhood plan for the development that would provide specific details about various components like the look of its streets, how the neighborhood would be serviced, the protection or trees and natural habitat, its impact on traffic and a timeline for construction. He said the company had already produced a guide for just such a plan as part of its application. But McEwen said the village will work collaboratively with Icona and planning studio Placemaker Design to put together a neighborhood plan guided by terms of reference developed by staff and approved by council. There is a lot of work to be done, he said of the massive proposal that was already given first reading by council in December. On Tuesday, February 20, council endorsed a community engagement plan for the project put together by Mickelson Consulting Inc., a communication strategy and business management company. In a presentation, managing partner Therese Mickelson said the village's engagement plan should include several phases, each taking several months. There's a lot of groundwork to be done, she said. We need to understand the community's perspective. Mickelson said to ensure the village hears from as many residents as possible, it needs to establish a full understanding of what Icona is proposing for its property and have a variety of opportunities to provide their feedback, from workshops to small group meetings, open houses and community idea boards. People won't come if they don't have confidence in the process, she said. McEwen said the stakes are high and the village has to get the process right no matter how long it takes. I have heard very loudly the community wants to be engaged, he said. This is a significant change to our community.